Lord Krishna, in Srimad Bhagavatam, cites the example of a tree which is completely selfless in offering itself for the welfare of the other living beings. Like the tree gives so many things for the welfare of others, like the fruits and the flowers and the gum and the tree bark and its firewood. And in this way, varieties of things for the other people. In the heat of the summer, the tree gives shade to the passers-by. And in the cold of the winter, it tolerates all the cold and gives warmth to the passers. Sometimes the tree gives shelter to varieties of creatures like squirrels and ants and monkeys and snakes and birds. But sometimes even the very same birds which take shelter of the tree, like a woodpecker, may poke a hole in the tree. But the tree gives shelter to all these creatures. So Lord Krishna cited this example as how even a tree is causing so much welfare of the other, welfare for the other people. What to speak of a human being? One who lives for one's own sake, he is as good as living dead. One should always live for others. And Lord Chaitanya used the same example of the tree for its tolerance. Even while drying up, the tree does not demand a drop of water from others unless voluntarily somebody offers water. And even when someone takes an axe and cuts the tree down, the tree does not protest. So that is why the example of tree is cited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the degree of tolerance that a devotee should achieve in order to be able to become recognized by Krishna and attract his attention. Some places it is a taro riva saheshnuna, in other places it is a taro rapi saheshnuna. Because taro rapi means a tree cannot speak loudly or scream, so we may not be able to hear the cries of a tree when you cut down a tree. Whereas a human being has a big mouth to shout. But even in most intolerant situations, a human being, a devotee of God, is supposed to not even speak a word. What to speak of not speaking a word? Not even maintain a grudge in the heart for not having protested or not being able to protest. That is actually called as titiksha. The quality of titiksha is very vital for a spiritualist in being able to attract the mercy of the Lord. So, just like the Chataka Pakshi is always patiently awaiting the rain showers, similarly a devotee of the Lord is supposed to be very patient and tolerating all the adversities and trials and tribulations which are coming in his life as a result of his own past actions. And having a firm faith that Krishna's mercy will surely come in my life, either now or tomorrow, or at the end of life, or after a million lifetimes. With this consciousness, a devotee should very enthusiastically render devotional service. And in this way, he should be more enthusiastic to chant the holy name than to be very expectant about the result that the Lord awards in his life. So Lord Chaitanya said, only such a person with such a degree of tolerance can attract Krishna's heart. In fact, Krishna cries to us, seeing the tolerance of such a devotee and wants to fulfill all his desires. And that is how Krishna becomes sold out to such a devotee's heart. So that's why Lord Chaitanya captured the essence of all religious principles, namely this Trinadapi Shunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amani Namanadena, Ketani Sadahari. The holy name will take effect only in the lives of those who are endeavoring in this direction. Not in the lives of those who mindlessly chant the holy name without aspiring for such noble qualities like the humility and tolerance. Harinam Prabhu ki, let's offer our